Hello, this is Pastor Greg Settle from Armor of Light Baptist Church in Victory, New York, your pastor for today. I want to address those times in our lives when we feel out of place when it comes to our walk with God. When we are not in a good place and we know it, we feel it and we sense it. Unfortunate circumstances or decisions that we may have made has put us on a path that is contrary to where we know we could and should be. I begin with the story of Adam and Eve. On the day that they made a decision that altered all of mankind, the day that they fell out of place with God and hid themselves amongst the trees. I read from Genesis 3, 6 through 10, where it says, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons. And they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden, in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam, and said, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." Here we see Adam and Eve overcome with shame and guilt. They hid themselves from where they once were and from the God they once knew. And now the voice of God, which at one time was a voice of comfort, became a voice they feared. Because of their disordered minds, the voice that they loved had a difficult meaning for them. And at times, we can find ourselves in the same place, feeling the same way. But because of the grace that we have in Jesus Christ, Paul writes in Romans 5, 1 and 2, he says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand, and rejoice in hope of the glory of God." But with that said, because of where we find ourselves today, there may be a loss of peace that he speaks of, a loss of the sense of God's grace, a loss of hopeful expectations, and thus we carry a disordered or misunderstanding of God's voice, his word concerning his amazing grace, confusing condemnation above correction, we hide amongst the trees, confusing rescue with punishment. He doesn't condemn you. He doesn't seek to punish you. His desire is to correct, to rescue you, to put you back into a place that is rightfully yours, correcting what has been disabled. You know, it's not simply about correction because God hates sin. It's about reconciliation because God loves you. I want to repeat that again. It's not simply about correction because God hates sin. It's about reconciliation because God loves you. Know that God is always aware and always reliable to come after you. He sees you and he seeks you. And you can come out of hiding with nothing to fear, except for a misguided perception of God's love and grace, which is awaiting you. We can learn or relearn the truth of God's grace without pain being the teacher, by boldly, without fear, coming to the throne of grace, which is his open invitation, no matter where you have been, no matter where you are right now. We don't need to hide amongst the trees, because his grace is greater than any place that you find yourself now that's contrary to what he desires and he plans for your life. Come out from hiding. He's there waiting right now to give to you all that he desires for you to have. No condemnation. We're not being punished. He simply wants to rescue you, that you might be all that you were designed to be. This has been Pastor Greg Settle from Armor of Light Baptist Church in Victory, New York, your pastor for the day.